Okay. So I want to finish off the discussion of Ovos and Toldos of Shabbos, and maybe we'll talk about Tumah for a minute, and we'll see if we can get to Bava Kamma. If not, we'll, you know, knowing that it's Hanukkah and everybody's a little bit, you know, we'll see if we can, you know, give you a little bit of a vacay, you know, early dismissal, I guess we'd call it. Okay, so what we were discussing, again, the Mishnah notes that there are Arba Avos Nezikin, there are four categories of Nezikin. And the Gemara sets up a very interesting, group of models to try to figure out whether or not, when you have Toldos, whether the Toldos are Kiyotze Bohen or not. That's the Gemara that we had. We're just going to run through it just for a second. And basically what the Gemara says is we have the example of Shabbos and we have the example of Tumah. And the question that we're trying to determine is what the status of Nezikin is. And we already noted that, you know, even the idea that there are multiple Avos, right, is intriguing. And the question is to what extent we're dealing with different categories of Mazik or we're dealing with basically unified theory with some, you know, tweaking, some adjustments, you know, to that basic theory. And I already noted that I think you can read the Mishnah two ways, I think you can read the Gemara Hamad Base two ways, and I think this is the issue kind of that underlies a lot of the first six prakim of Bava Kamma, is this one question: how different are the Avos Hazikin from each other? If they are different, you know, what to try to identify what makes each one singular as an approach to Nezek. So similarly, when the Gemara sets up the paradigm, you know, you can either look to Shabbos or you could look to, you know, Tumah. You know, again, Tumah seems like a very, very different phenomenon, as we already discussed, because Tumah is a lesser or diluted, whatever you want to call it, attenuated contact. In other words, in the case of Tumah, when we talk about Toldos, we're talking about not being exposed to the spiritually toxic, you know, source anymore, but, you know, one or two, you know, steps removed from it. So you have, let's say, the Avi Avos HaTumah is a mace, and then you have an Avatumah who touches a mace, and then you have, a Rishon, another person who touches the person who touched the mace. So that is, understandably, even though there's some interesting halachos regarding all of that, obviously, but understandably, we're talking about toldos in the sense of being one, each one being one more step removed from what came previously. That's what I mean by, so in terms of, you know, how exposed are you to the source of the problem? You know, if one can come, again, we're not talking about communicable diseases here. We're talking about a spiritual, you know, status. And that's why we might have to reassess all of that. But bepashtus, you know, that's what we're talking about. In Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Nezikin, we're not talking about a second level, you know, contact or a third level contact, you know, from the source, from the more intense, you know, source, whatever it is. We're talking about categories of or ideas, you know, of that exist, you know, in the ontological world, I guess. And as you have something called a boar, and then you have sakino, avano sakino and maso sheiniach birshus arabim, you know, and you have something called shore, you know, and it doesn't have to be a shore; it could be a chaya, and it could be an ano, it could be many other things. Some people think that a boar with ownership is a shore. Meaning, clearly, we're not talking about something that comes from or derives from the Av. It doesn't issue forth from the Av, per se. It's a category which is based on the Av. And that's what you have in Hilchos Shabbos as well. You have 39 Avos Malacha. And then the Avos Malacha themselves are expanded by Toldos. Again, the Toldos doesn't not produced by the Av, you know, except epistemologically in terms of logic, but in terms of the actual case, you know, Megabain making cheese wasn't produced by Bona, obviously. So what do we mean when we talk about toldos senses would mean, you know, an application or an extension of the category. That's much more comparable to Nezikin. Yeah.
What's happening that it would be like tuma?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I think that probably the Havmina would be like tuma is more of a reassessment of tuma than it is a reassessment of Nezikin and Shabbos. Meaning it's true that tuma looks an awful lot like and is in most cases a consequence of further distance from the point of contact. But because, I'll just say this very quickly because I don't want to get too bogged down in this, but because we're dealing with a spiritual malady rather than a medical or physical, you know, source of toxic, you know, infection, etc., because of that, maybe the right way to look at it is the same way, in a way, that we look at. In other words, this is, by virtue of the fact that this is a different level of the tumma, it has a certain stature and a certain status. Not that it's the second, you know, level or a more removed level of the previous connection to the toxic substance. So I think that is more likely. And then you could say, well, that's kind of what's going on a little bit in Shabbos. And in other words, to bring tumma closer to Shabbos and Nezikin rather than to suggest that Nezikin is really like that aspect of tumma, because it isn't. Clearly it is. Okay. So last time we met, which was 2 weeks ago, was I talked about two things in this connection regarding Shabbos. One is the 39 Avos Malacha, because just like in the Avos Nezikin, for the same exact reason, right, the question arises, before you can talk about Toldos, you need to speak about the Avos. So, you know, we could speak about, you know, if you take the view that all of the Avos, whether it's in Nezikin or Shabbos, are part of a unified theory, and they are not really so distinctive, they're just examples, then the likelihood that the toldos, you know, are just more specific examples of the first examples is much greater, right? It's only if you really conclude that the avos in Shabbos are distinct from each other sufficiently that, you know, you can then ask the next question, and that is, you know, so to what extent are the toldos just clones of the Av, or do they, you know, inherit just part of the DNA? You know, are they equal to the Av? Because, you know, whatever makes the Av equally makes the toldo. I'll explain why in just a minute, although we did already. We only get to that question if you first resolve the first question, namely whether or not Avos Ahadadi, relating to each other, are different enough. And there the evidence is, anyways, mixed. I highlighted this by noting that there's one pasuk l'sasakom v'lacha, with a couple of exceptions. Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem havara l'chalek yatza. But basically, it's lo sasakom v'lacha. The Rambam only counts one lav of isur v'lacha. He doesn't count 39, even though his son Rav Avram was asked by Rav Daniel Bavli why that is. Right, so just. Interesting that that question, you know, got, you know, on the record. And what I was trying to suggest was that there also may be a difference between, there's a lot of debate whether or not there are separate Shemos Iser or not, with regard to many issues, Chiluk Malachos, how you understand Chiluk Malachos. In other words, whether we're, there are numerous Gemaras and Rishonim that either equate or deny the equation or try to dilute the equation between Kotzer and Tochein and Chelev and Da. I just picked Kotzer and Tochein because that's usually for some reason what the Gemara picks. You could say the same thing about Ma'amer and Zorea. But meaning, Chelev and Da are two separate Shemos Iser. Right? So when the Gemara in a few places compares Chelev and Da and Kotzer and Tochein, you know, it's implying that, you know, that we're dealing with separate Shemos Iser. Rashi, in one place, at least in Shabbos, on Ayin Beis, you know, kind of wants to tamp that down and turn it into what we call Gufun Mechlokim instead of, you know, Shemos Mechlokim. But this is a big issue. This is a big debate. To what extent? And I was also trying to suggest that even if there aren't separate Shemos, so there at least are separate Mais Averas in Shabbos, and that this also may be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, when we say chiluk malachos b'Shabbos ve'ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov, part of what we mean by that is that on Shabbos, where the theme of the day is Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto, Asher Bar Lakim La'asos, so then we focus very much on each individual Iser Malacha. But on Yom Tov, the only reason that there is Iser Malacha is because we've kind of borrowed the spiritual paradigm of Shabbos for Yom Tov, even though the theme of the day is not Shvitza Mimalacha per se. And consequently, one can make the argument that even if in Shabbos every malacha is independent, when it comes to Yom Tov, all the malachos are just examples of a unified theory. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the 39 Avos Malacha, where they come from, you know, what they learned from the Mishkan or from the word Malacha, many, many things, but we don't want to get more into that at the moment. Now, let's turning our attention, which we began to last time, to the Toldos. So if we assume that on some level, and it's a fair assumption, that the 39 Avos Malachos are somewhat independent Shemos Iser, independent Maisa Averas, whatever it is, despite the fact that they come from one Makar, despite the fact that they're counted once in the Minyan Taryag. So then the next question is the question, now our Gemara says that they're told the same chiyots about it. But the question is, when the Gemara says it, it says it in the following way. Midik tani avos, makal dika toldos. Told the same chiyots abahen, or lav chiyots abahen. Are these toldos the same, meaning in the Zikin or not? And then the Gemara says, Gabi Shabbos, Tanan, avos malakos harboim chasarachas, avos makal dika toldos. Obviously there are toldos if we call them avos. And the question is, told the same kiyotze behen. Here we say, told the same are kiyotze. Loshna av katas, loshna tolda katas, loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. So it's interesting that the Gemara's application of kiyotze behen goes right to the matter of onesh. But because it does, and again, that's very significant, don't get me wrong. But because it does, it leaves us wondering about all sorts of other things. In other words, it's possible that told the same as kiyotze behen, if that's all that means is that you get the same odesh for the toldos that you get for the av, but it's not really kiyotze behen in other matters. Right? So that's one of the things we want to look at very quickly. The Gemara says, "Umay ika benav l'tolda, nafgamina dilo ovit shtei avos badi adadi." If you do two different avos, right? Kotzer and tochein, inami, right? Shtei tolados bahadi adadi, or two toldos of two different avos, right? Mechayev akolchad v'chadav. Ilo avid av tolda didei lo mechayev alachadav. But if you did the av and tolda from the same group, zoreya and zomer, then you're only mechayev achas. Okay. So the Gemara says that's a nafkamina between avos and toldos, that each av represents a different category. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev Toldo b'makom av, Rabbi Eliezer, we'll get to this in a second, more, was Mechayev Toldo b'makom av. He disagreed with the psak, which we accept, which is that if you do an av and its own tolda, behelem echad, that you are Chayev achas. Rabbi Eliezer was the opinion, if you do an av and a tolda, you're Chayev shtayim. So the Gemara says, according to him, amai karlei av, my korlei tolda. You get misa for both. You get chatas for both. If you do them right together, you bring a separate korban for each. So in what sense is what one av and the other tolda? Says the Gemara, hach tav mishkan chashiva kari av, hach lo hav mishkan chashiva korlei tolda. The answer is it has to do with the seemingly, we'll see in a moment Tosis expands that, with the stature of the of the act in question, and only things in the Mishkan which were chashuv. Now again, there are different girsos what that means in the Gemara. Do you need that it be chashuv in the Mishkan? Is it chashuv because it was in the Mishkan? Do you need that it be either chashuv or in the Mishkan? There's a whole debate how to read this line in the Gemara. Yeah.
So two toldos of the same av, you do that in the same.
Oh, so the Gemara doesn't talk about that explicitly. But typically, we will see in a moment, generally we say that that is also chayv only achas. So and we'll see soon that the Rambam in Hukos Shkagos has an interesting formulation about both of these issues, meaning two toldos of the same av, and also two toldos of different av.
So, but if you say that it's that if you're only five av, then it's not really about av and toldos; it's about in the same category, right?
Correct.
So then it's not really about. There's no difference between the av and the toldos. It's just the fact that they're all the same.
No, what it means is that every av will generate its own category, but that isn't true about a toldo. That's how you'd have to understand the Gemara. So in that sense, it's still different.
Okay.
What?
It's not about whether you're higher.
Right. If you say that. Yeah. Okay. So what I want to do is just go through a couple of issues on Av and Tolda that I think highlight within the view. Because remember, this is all within the view of Tolda Seim Kiyotze Bahen. Right? We're all saying Tolda Seim. This is the paradigm of Tolda Seim Kiyotze Bahen. Yet, what I'm going to try to show very briefly, hopefully, is that there's a lot of discussion, a lot of debate about how independent the toldos are from the avos. Okay, so here, just to make it clear, what we're talking about, I think I mentioned this last time also, is that in every av malacha there appears to be two elements. And the question is, when it comes to tolda, you know, how do we relate to these two elements? Every av has a tachlis, and every av has a tzura. Right, the take Zoreya, for example. So the tachlis hamalacha is spurring growth, right? And in that sense, many things spur growth, but Zoreya is a very specific tzura, right? The form of doing that is you take seeds and you plant them in the ground the proper way. Ain't a doma the tzura. You can't compare the appearance and the form of planting seeds in the ground to pruning, for example, which is cutting off in order to spur growth, right? Or being markiv or mavrich, in other words, grafting. The tzura of what you're doing is very different than zorei or mashke, like watering the plants. Right, but in all these cases, they share something in common, namely tachlis hamalacha, which is to spur growth. Right. So the point is, when we try to assess the relationship between avos and toldos, this is the question, that we need to ask. Mostly, we'll leave it at this for now. There's like one exception, but it's not for now. That mostly we define a tolda as the tachlis of the av. In other words, when we're trying to figure out how to expand Zoreya and include Toldos, what we're looking at is the growth factor. Correct? That's what dictates whether something is a Tolda. But the question is, well, it's absent the Tzura. Does that matter or not? So here you could say one of three things. One is that every Tolda is a clone of the Av because it has what is significant. What is the essence of the Av? Now, if I were to take the view that the Tzura of the Av is irrelevant, like we don't care in the end, it's true that Zoreya and Zomer and Mashke and all these things have a different Tzura. But in the end of the day, what makes them Chayev in Ochel Shabbos is not their Tzura, it's their Tachlis. Because that's what gives it Chashivas. And by the same token, I would say, if I took that view, that the Tolda is totally the equivalent of the Av. It's no dilution in any way. Because what's important about the Av, right, just like if I talk about, a human tolda, it depends what I'm looking for. Right? If what I'm looking for is, human characteristics, then the hair color, the eye color, the height, all the other, distinguishing factors are basically irrelevant. Because I'm interested in the Tzelem Elokim, and a brain, and I'm interested in, the basic functions. So in that sense, every human being is if I'm interested in human beings per se, right, if that's all I care about, right, then, or some right that depends on human beings or something, depends on the category of human beings, so then they're all the same. And the details are not important. So that is one approach, and according to that approach, there's no... What happened in Toldos and Avos was only one thing, and that is an educational, that's what I mean when I keep saying epistemological. There's a process, like how do we get from A to B to C to D? Like if you ask the question, if the Torah says, Osasa kol malacha, and we have a smichus parshios, with the Mishkan, which then provides candidates, and maybe a malacha, malacha, malachto, that limits the number, so then we do a hierarchy, you know, either through Mesorah or through logic or some combination of both, right? So we came up with the Avos Malachos, and once we came with the Avos Malachos, then the next trick was to examine each one, figure out its tachlis, and once you have the tachlis, then you figure out the toldos. But in the end of the day, the tolda and the av are the same, because what's important about the av is only what it shares with the tolda, namely the tachlis malachos. So the connect the dots, the process, right, the educational process is what made the av and this first part significant. But once we know all of this, then it's all the same. Or no, maybe that really isn't true. Maybe the fact that this is the av and it's the source of knowing the tolda, maybe the fact that this is the av and it was in the Mishkan, maybe all of that figures prominently into its stature. And as such, you know, dictates that you can, you know, the tolda is an extension. But that's what it is. It's still lacking things of av. Because we're not just interested in humankind, right? We're interested in, you know, in the son of this particular tzura slash av. So depending on how much the child, the offspring, really, you know, has, you know, really carries from the father, that's going to be very significant. The tachlis maybe is 80% or 60% or 90%. But the tzura, in some respects, matters too. In which case, a tolda is very possibly inferior to the av. Because it has 70% or 80%, but it doesn't have 100%. Or maybe every tolda, then the question is this. So what is every tolda then? Because it's a tachlis malacha, so it's a shame malacha, or is it the specific shame malacha? A. B, if it's a specific shame malacha, does it then connect up with its own tzura? So let's say a mashke is a tolda of zareya, right? Because it stimulates growth. Do we also then look at the fact that mashke is about watering the plants? Is the watering part, you know, as compared to the putting seeds in the ground part, you know, a lesser tzura but still a tzura? Or all the tolda has is the tachlis and not the tzura? Like if we were breaking it down to halachic DNA, I guess, you know, in this particular question, that might be how we formulate it. So you can imagine that you come up with like three, automatically at least, three different reasonable perspectives. Right? One is, the only thing that's significant about every av is it's tachlis, and therefore every av and every tolda are identical fully. The second is, the tzura is something that is limited to the original av, and it is somewhat significant. Not so significant that you can't produce toldos, but significant enough that there's a hierarchy, and therefore tolda only has 80%. 80% is good enough for chiyuv misa, but it may not be good enough for everything. The third possibility is every malacha is comprised of two elements, a tachlis and a tzura. The av has, you know, that, and the tolda has that, because mashke and zomer become the tzura of that tolda. Maybe a lesser form, or maybe not. Okay. So having said that, let's just discuss very quickly some issues connected to this. So one issue is the issue of hasra. When you, are confronted by somebody who's about to violate an Iser. Next week I have a wedding. Next week I have a wedding. Like, did you really think this, or this was like a Hanukkah? What? No, I think I said that for next week, because I have a wedding. So I don't want to cancel, because I hate canceling yeshiva. So when you're masra, when you encounter somebody who's about to violate, you have to give masra. There's a general question, how do you give somebody hasra? forget about our question right now. I mean, it's part of a general question, right? So in theory, we could all throw out certain suggestions. For example, you know, it's reasonable to think that all you have to do in the context of Asra is to tell the person what's at stake. Like if you go ahead and you do this action, right, you are forfeiting your life. It's a capital crime or a Malchus crime, whatever it is. Right, so all you need to do is accurately describe what's going to happen. But not all Rishonim Poskim think that's the case. Another possibility is that you need to quote the right pasuk, or at least a pasuk, maybe the right pasuk. The Milchas Chinuch thought that Rashi in Shavuos and Daf Chaf thinks that you have to quote the right pasuk. Okay? So to give Asra, you have to be a little bit of somebody who knows Tanakh, anyway, right? So maybe you have to do more than that. Maybe you have to also designate, right, more specifically the nature of the violation. So if the Ovos Melacha of Shabbos, this belongs to the first question and the second question that we're dealing with. If all the Ovos Melachos are like separate Shemos Isser, even though they come from one pasuk, Losas Kol Melacha, right, if it's chelev and dam, you have to say don't eat chelev or don't eat dam. So then you might have to say don't do zoreya, don't do bone, don't do kosev. Right? Because saying losas kol melacha is too general. That might help you for chelev and dam, because that's all there is. But losas kol melacha, that can mean any of 39 different things, and there really are different maisaveros, maybe even different shemos iser. So that's a debate, whether or not when you give Hasra on Nochos Shabbos, do you have to identify the specific violation or not? But then a secondary argument is, and let's say you're about to violate by doing a tolda. Do you have to name, are you supposed to name the tolda, or do you have to name the category of the av? So here, it seems reasonable that if the tolda is a total clone of the av, meaning what makes the av is the tachlis, which it also bequeaths, if you will, to the tolda, right? Then it doesn't matter whether I say, you know, don't do zoreya, or don't do zomer, or don't do mashke. In both cases, what I'm really saying is don't spur growth on Shabbos, right? But if I say that the yichus of the original av is still connected to its tzura, and the only reason the tolda is chayev is because it's the tachlis of something which has that original tzura as well, right? So then basically tolda isn't equal to the av. Tolda is kind of tafel to the av. And if that's the case, then maybe you have to be masra, but tolda Mishum Hav. So that's 2 days in Tosis here on Bava Kama, and again in Shabbos Ein Gimel Amud Beis, and again in Shabbos Tzadiv Amud Beis. I think I've had both Tosis, and I'll show you here, but I'm not going to read all of them. But look at the Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph here in Bava Kama. But Tosis asks this question, or talks about this in a very funny way here. Tosas in Toma, Neba de Naf Gemino, Linyan Asra, Shatar Klahasus, I told him Mishumav. Dida. Kidabin and Perk Tolin, Mishamar Mishumai Masrumbe, Rabba Mishumbar, Zerum Mishumrake. The Gemara says in Shabbos, they have a certain case, Mishamar, which is filtering, and they want to know whether or not that filtering needs a Hasra of Borer or of Merake. So it sounds like you have to master the tolda with the av. So Tosa says, why don't you say that a nafkamina for Rabbi Eliezer, right, we're searching around, well, Koin Tal Belazar, who holds that you're chai for tolda b'makomav, so what's the story with, the ovos and toldas? So the Gemara says, Tosas, the Gemara should have said, the legabe, the nafkamina, is whether or not you have to be invoking the av for the tolda or not. That's the issue. What's fascinating about this Tosfos's question is that they ask it within the context of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? The truth is that Rabbi Eliezer just might be different. And that's what the Ramban says. I'll show you the Ramban, the line in the Ramban in a minute. But first, let's get through the Tosfos. Tosfos v'yesh lomar. The hachi parech. Mishum mayim nasrinim beishu uchayiv. Rabba amar mishum borer. Abu Yisro mishum raked potter. Tekim mishum master b'dover shein dome. Sabir shemalik bo potter. Avlim hisru bo v'omar al tashamer chayiv. The first answer of Tosfos is, you don't really need to be masra, told him Mishumav. The Gemara in Shabbos seems to say that you do. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means something else. The Gemara means, if you are masra, right, the wrong av, then you're going to be potter. Because the person doesn't take seriously your hasra. You don't need to be masra, Tolda Mishuma. If you want to be master of the Tolda Mishum Tolda, that's fine. But if you do invoke the Av, make sure you invoke the right one. That's all Tosfos says. Okay. That's the first answer of Tosfos. According to this answer of Tosfos, you don't have to be master of Tolda Mishuma. Then Tosfos has a second answer. V'od Yesh Lomar. D'zeu Shemitar Yitzhaktava Mishum Koryav. V'tzorach Lahasas HaTolda Mishuma. The Tosfos says that's what the Gemara means. That's a very mechudash reading of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, what according to Rabbi Elazar, what is the difference between Av and Tolda? The Gemara says Mishkan. So Tosfos says, maybe Mishkan doesn't just mean Mishkan. Mishkan is what is the designation which dictates for Asra. So according to the second view of Tosfos, like the question, you have to be Masra, the Tolda Mishum Av. That implies that there is some yichus to the Av. It's not just a process which produced the information which divulges, you know, to us that there are these toldos. Oh. But what's fascinating about this is something else, and that is this suggestion of Tosfos here is within the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos in other places just discusses this question straight out. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches that they're quoting, that's not Rabbi Eliezer. Or, for example, if you turn to Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos, the Tosfos here appears in Tosfos and Shabbos Tzadiv Amud Beis. That's also for Rabbi Eliezer. But if you look on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, which I'll find in a second, Hazorei Bachoresh, this is on page 4. Line 17. Hazareh v'choresh, mechti. Mikrov karbi b'resha, listeni choresh. Ahado listeni zareya. The Gemara says, Tana be'eretz Yisrael kai. Zari b'resha v'hado karbi. Okay, fine. Tana zareya zomar notea mavrech hamarkiv kulam loch achas mai kamashmalan. Oh, this is a Gemara, sorry. Next piece, number 25. Mishum zareya. So it says, Ein lo chiyach mikad tzorech lahasr satol b'mishumav. The low cover should sort of class throws of Mishum Zareya, Eldim Hisra Mishum Zareya, the Chayiv. Right? So basically, this is Tosfos' discussion. 2 days again in Shabbos Ayin Vav and Sadi Vav. But the one in Ayin Gimel, at least, is not a discussion only within Rabbi Eliezer. Why does it matter? The Ramban makes the following suggestion. The Ramban says, even if it's true that you have to be masra toldo mishumav, that makes more sense for the Rabbanan than it does for Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because the whole point is that Rabbi Eliezer is giving greater independence to the tolda vis-a-vis the av. What is Rabbi Eliezer's view? You do an av, according to Chachamim, if you do an av and a tolda together, you are chayiv achas. Correct? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Chayiv Shtayim. So apparently the Balei Tosfos understood that the argument between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is a very narrow argument, and it's an argument only about Chiluk Chatos. But in terms of the relationship between Avos and Toldos, There's no big, more fundamental difference between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Therefore, the Gemara says, listen, there are indications in Shas that you have to be master the Toldo Mishumav, right? And why don't we apply that to Rabbi Eliezer as the Nafkamina? But what the Ramban is saying is, maybe according to Rabbi Elazar, maybe it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Elazar thinks that Yechayev told him a Makamav. Maybe it's because he thinks that the Tolda is more independent of the Av. But if the Tolda is more independent than the Av, that would be more of a reason why you could be Masra Mishuma Tolda, because it's more independent, and not Mishuma Av. That's the Ramban. Look at the Ramban here. On here, this is page 3. This is Tzadiv Amud Beis in Shabbos, line 21. Everybody have that? Yishlomer d'Rabbi Elazar kivin dehein chayavim ba'atzman. Like, you can't compare the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim in this question. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're chayav bifnei atzman. You're chayav for the toldo b'makomah. Therefore, tzrichos hasra b'shman mamish. Umefarkin and the Rabbi Elazar be'emes on nafkel amidilin and dina. Elahach tahavim b'mishkan, etc. Hafagav vika tahavim mishkan v'kari toldos, etc. So it's fascinating what the Ramban says. Ramban says, this is not a good question for Rabbi Elazar. You can't say midrabana nishma l'Rabbi Elazar when it comes to the need to be masra toldo mishumav. That's the whole point, is that Rabbi Elazar has a different view about toldos. And the Bali Tosis apparently think that isn't true. They think that the argument between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is about very specifically chiluk chatos. If you have a different form, right, and you do the same tachlis together, well, yeah, that brings you a separate korban. But in terms of the basic category of Avin Tolda and their relationship and other matters, they're identical. Along the lines of the Ramban, it's interesting, Tosas Shans and the Ramban himself in Shabbos, and others say, how do we even know that Rabbi Elazar believes in Avos and Toldos? Maybe he doesn't believe in the whole category. And they work very hard to try to demonstrate that even Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's something called Avos and something called Toldos. That's still a far cry from saying that Tolda relationship to Av is identical for Rabbi Elazar and for the Chacham. Okay? The Ramban here in Shabbos has an interesting further Ha'ara. Look on line 26, is on page 3. Everybody with me? Umikomakom anitema. Lama ba'u elo ha'sheilos al haknasa v'hotzah v'lo shalan stam amasnisen d'avos malachos. Okay, so this isn't true for Bava Kamma, but it is true. This sugya that appears here in Bava Kamma appears also in Shabbos on Tzadiv Amud Beis, at the beginning of Perek HaZorik, in the context of establishing that there's something called Hotzah, that's the Av, and there's something called Hachnasa, right? So, what's interesting about all this is the Ramban asked a question, because the Ramban noticed everything. Ramban said, is it coincidental that the Gemara is wondering about what's an Av and what's a Tolda, Dafka in context of Hotzah and Hachnasa? I mean, there are numerous other places in the Masechta where they could have asked this question. There are numerous other Avos and Toldos. So the Ramban says the following fascinating thing. The Yesh Lomar is line 27. B'pnei Shazu Tolda Rishona Shoshanina B'Seder HaMishnah. Okay, now that's a fascinating thing. Okay, that's the first Tolda in Masechet Shabbos. Because the first Mishnah in Shabbos is, Tzios HaShabbos, Shnayim Shinar B'Bifnim, Shnayim Shinar B'Chutz. It's all about Hotzah and Achnas. Okay, that's not the fascinating answer. 29 is the fascinating answer. V'yesh lefarish binyan acher, the kasoka daitach sha'avos sein malachos ikarios, v'toldos sein malachos shetfelos lahen. Kagon ma'amer, like gathering the... the stalks, you know, in the field. The kanif milcha, and, you know, kind of putting together the salt. Ubona, or building something, actually building something. The chofer guma, or mechabit, or, you know, smoothing something, or building, you know, digging a pit, right? She'ilu bas la'sosan avos yafshar. She'ein lehem sheim el letoflon la'voseihem. Right? So my time avachada avachada tolda. Uparik nafkimina lahaki. Umistabra tzodim farish bakrohu av, etc. So the Ramban basically says here something fascinating. He says basically there are two types of avos and toldos. And in this respect, hotzo and achnasa are a different paradigm than the rest. In the others, it's ikar and tafel. Here, they're equally ikar, but this one was more prominent than the psukim or in the process of the mishkan, etc. So that works very nicely with the marikatz that we saw a couple of weeks ago when we saw this, which is based on Rashi. Because Rashi here says the following. When the Gemara says that you are chayiv, when you do an av and a tolda together, right, you're chayiv achas. We don't paskin like our Eliezer, correct? Why are you chayiv achas? So Rashi says, here on our spot, lo mechayiv alachas, a'av malacha. Aval tolda didei lo mechayiv. You're chayiv for the av and not for the tolda. That's not the right pshat, is it? The right pshat should be, you're not chayiv only for the av and you're not chayiv only for the tolda. You're chayiv once because you did the same thing twice for all intents and purposes. You were zoreya v'zoreya, which is what Rashi says in Shabbos on Samaches. But actually, Rashi and Shabbos is talking about doing the same me'ein hamalacha, like Zoreya v'noteya, or doing two toldos from the same av. Like, let's say you did mashke and zomer. Right here, Rashi is talking about doing an av and a tolda. Rashi doesn't make this distinction. I'm just telling you what he happens to be talking about. So there doesn't have to be a stira. But the point I'm trying to make is that Rashi says something strange here. So the Marikatz notices it. If you look here on page 1, there are two marikats. It's the second one, line 32. Abachai v'atodol amachayev. Hiksha mori harav. V'dil malav mishum griusa the tolda hi. Why does Rashi say griusa, that the tolda is inferior, and you're not chayev for the tolda, you're only chayev for the av? He should have said, elam mishum v'havakosa malachas harbe mein malachachas v'nu chayev alachas. Getam perakal godol. It's like doing zoreya v'noteya, which is like doing Zoreya twice, or continuing to do Zoreya. Oh. The Tiretz, says Rami Katz, Dimishum Griusa the Tolda have a Potter. The reason that you're Potter is because the Tolda is Tafel, or inferior to the Av. Dilo Ovid Shtei Melachos Badadi Adadi Afagav Dadamin Adadi Chai V'Kolachos V'Yakas. Because we do find that if you do acts of stature, meaning avos, even if they're similar to each other, right? Zora, borer, marakid, winnowing, filtering, sifting, that's the poster boys for poster avos, for avos that are very similar to each other. So it's fascinating. The Gemara says, you know, hainu bor, hainu borer, hainu, you know, zora, hainu marakein. So the Gemara says, but imasan kulam, behalamachad yichayiv on each one separately. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. So there are two ways to read the Gemara. Right? One way is that what the Gemara is saying is, we wouldn't have known that what distinguishes zora, borer, marakein, let's say one's using the wind, the other's using a kli, whatever, the subtle differences that differentiate Zohar, Bor, Marakeid from each other, we would not have known that those would differentiate them as others. But now we do. And once we do, kind of we re-examine them and we try to figure out what it is about each one that is really singular and a different shame and different from each other. That's a simple pshat of the Gemara. That's not a good example of Ovos and Toldos at all. Right? But the way that Marikatz is reading the Gemara is totally different. He's saying, really, like the Havamina, Haina Zorer, Haina Borer, Haina Marakade. Really, there's no fundamental difference between Zorer, Borer, Marakade. Even when we're reconstructing backwards and we now know that the three separate Avos, we still can't really find anything that really distinguishes them. So why Chayev separately for each one? The answer is because each one has stature. Even though they're identical in terms of their taklis, right? They have independent chashivos. So what does that mean? That if you have things that are chashuvim, even if they're one category, like Zohar, Borer, Marakade, you should be chayiv multiple times. Ah. So now then, why is an av and a tolda chayiv multiple times? The answer must be because the tolda doesn't have stature, because it's a derivative rather than a primary or a causative malacha. That's the Marikatz. It's interesting. I mean, the Ramban thought that, oh, you know, most toldos have this kind of inferior status. Okay, interesting. Look at the first Marikatz, very similar kind of an issue. This on line 28. Tema Lari. Maishna the Tolda the Shabbos Yofina Lamikroi, Perikabona, Toshinahena Avos Mehena Toldos, the Toldos to Nezikin Loyofina Mikroi, El Misvar Lekam Bishmaitin. The Gemara doesn't have Psukim to teach you the Toldos of Nezikin. You see, Torah says Kiyigach, right? The an animal gores. That's going to be our next topic, right? So let's say the animal doesn't gore. Let's say the animal, you know, does some other, you know, attacking, you know, move with its body or whatever. That's a tolda of Karen. But there's no pasuk that tells you that you can have tolda. Our Gemara is talking about tolda, same kiyot, it's a bamalav kiyot. It's like Shabbos, it's like Tumah. Where it's like a very simple question, very important question. Where's the makar? So why do you need makar in Hilchos Shabbos and not a makar in Hilchos Nezikin? Very possibly, because possibly that in Hilchos Shabbos maybe the toldos remain inferior, or the tzura, or the fact that they were in the Mishkan, that remains an important factor. The ilu in the Nezikin, right, it's just the objective, goal, and impact itself. Because remember, we're dealing with hefsed mamon, with a certain, you know, cause. So that, again, is another interesting... Even though we're saying about both, we're going to end up saying toldosam kiyotzebem and nezikin, but this is a very important difference. It should be noted that Tosas and Bechoros on Chafei Amar Aleph, the Egle Tal, I think in Hilchos Ofer, notes this as well, does seem to say... that, you know, just seems to discuss this question. A, whether you need a makar for toldos on Shabbos, which the Gemara seems to provide. B, do you need a makar in other areas of halacha, like gzizas b'chor, let's say you do a tolda. You know, does that have the same impact or not? That's an interesting question. Okay, there's another sheet of Gobetz here. That relates to the question of Tziruf L'Shir. Look on number 18. This is on page 2. Yeah, these Makoros don't appear in Hilchos Shabbos anywhere. They're all in Bava Kamma. Hiksha Moreno Rav Rabbi Chiel. V'leima d'naf g'minam hotzi v'hichnis chatzi grogra sa'av v'atolda mitztar v'lasas chatzi shir k'shir shalem mash ein kein ba'avos dim heitz dim Hotzi chatzi grogers v'chadzer v'takana pater. So it's a little bit strange of a question, but because you know, seemingly get into what we call the apples and oranges, problem or conundrum, right? In other words, if you do hotza of half a grogers and then you continue and you may do auchnasa of half a grogers, Rabbeinu Yechiel is suggesting that will combine to be considered like a full grogers. Right, half from each malacha, avodah tolda. But if you do two avos, half a grogeris or whatever the shear is, that won't combine. So it's fascinating. For the Michas Chinuch was of the opinion that you never combine shiurim and malachas, because he was of the opinion. I'm sorry, I say it the other way. The Michas Chinuch was of the opinion that you could combine shiurim and malachas as long as you don't have an apples and oranges issue, because he was of the opinion when the Gemara says in Makos that there's no chiluk malachos on Yom Tov, that that's, you know, that is the default conceptual reality even for Shabbos. That's a special gzeres hakasav that you have chiluk malachos on Shabbos, but it doesn't reflect that they're different shemos isur. That's a Michas Chinuch. So he says, oh, if you have shigas Shabbos, not shigas malachos, but let's say shigas Shabbos, let's say you don't know the calendar date, and you do a bunch of malachos as a result, since the, you know, you don't have the apples and oranges, if you don't have the apples and oranges problem, right, then you could be mitzarif l'shir. And Shidduch about Sincrisa seems to say you never can be mitzarif l'shir. This Rabbeinu Yechiel seems to be suggesting that you could be mitzarif l'shir in Avodah Tolda, didei, just not two avos. Again, if the Tolda, you know, is a clone of the Av, or it's tofel to the Av. Either way, that makes sense. Okay, so that's an interesting... Again, you might have just said it's apples and oranges, though, in every other case. But, okay. The tirates... Here, where am I? Yeah. The tirates, hova leka nafkusa b'shar malachos lo kamar. Fine. Okay. Very good. So... these are some of the issues. I'll give you another example. Yeah.
It would have to be a hanocha. It would have to be for him to cease the hotzah, to reverse it, to be machnis, he'd have to stop for a second.
Okay.
So there's a...
You say behalamacha.
There's hanocha.
You mean a kira of hanocha?
Yeah. So
okay. So he's just saying it's behalamecha. No. But all right. At least Totzav Aknasa, there is no apples and oranges. It's not like tochein and coats there, yeah. Right? So you would stop for a second, but it's behalamecha.
I was thinking before when you were discussing Hosan and Aknasa, it can't be really a real Tolda because it's an identical action.
Right, he's saying. So it may not be. So it's interesting.
Going this way, you're going that way, but right. It's exactly the same.
Right.
But
Mali Ayule, Mali Afuke.
Subtle differences.
Right. So I'm saying that what you're pointing out, which is correct, is and very important, is that Rabbeinu Yechiel is suggesting a distinction between avos and toldos and different avos. And really, for the reasons that the Ramban makes clear, right, in the other context, what we should be saying is that's a special din, not just because of the apples and oranges, but Otzav Achnasa is just very different than almost any other Avos and Toldos, too. I think that's a good point. Okay, so, good. So we've talked about Hasro, we've talked about Tafel, we've talked about Svara Xerzakasov, Tzir Flashir. Let me mention just a couple of other things, and then we'll move on from this. So there is a very interesting Tosis in Shabbos, which doesn't get enough press, in my opinion. Right, so we're going to try to give it some more press. It's on page 5 here. I already mentioned that Megabain is a Tolda of Boner. Right, that the Gemara says that. And Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadi Heyom and Aleph, says that Megabein is a Tolda of Bona. Okay. So Tosas in Shabbos asks the following fascinating question. This is on the very top of line 2, the top of page 5. Tosas, Amir Tema Luri, given the Mutta Legabein B'Yom Tov Bina Torah, are you allowed to make cheese on Yantav? Presumably yes, because it's a malachas ochel nefesh, right? So if you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif, a filu be'efshar, even if you could have made the cheese in advance, right? A filu lo yeh mutter medrabanan al bit lo efshar, and even if there's only a nisa drabanan, right? Fine, but the point is that min haTorah you can make cheese on Yontif. In kein nafal beso biyantav yehi mutal livnosa biyantav. So then if your house falls down on yantav, you should be able to rebuild it. Right? Isn't that great? I see that, that, you know, caught your imagination, right?
What people all think of.
Right? What's the idea here? What is the ability to make cheese have to do with, you know, rebuilding your house on Yantav? The answer is Dimitosh Shahutar, since Megabed is a tolda of Boneh, right? Dimitosh Shahutar Binyan Latzorech, the Megabed Havam Yishim Boneh, Kedamar Besamuch, Hutanam Yishalol Latzorech, Ubavad Shei Tzorech Hayom, Lecho Betocho, Shalakenu Shera Veshemesh, maybe Nid Tzorech Hayom, like, you know, you don't have a comfortable place to eat because the heat is very, punishing, or something like that, or you need your air conditioning, as the case may be. Okay, so Tosa says, "V'yer shlomar de aser midrabanan, tava uvda dechol ki echet aserim tchina rahakada b'yom tov." You're right; it's only aser midrabanan. That's an amazing Tosa. However, if you ask me. Now, this is a very questionable tosis, because Heichan Matzina, where do we find that mitoch, the principle of mitoch, of course, is the idea that the Gemara develops in Beitza, and other places, Megillah, right? That mitoch shehut l'tzorech, when it comes to Yom Tov, hutra shelo l'tzorech, there's a heter ochel nefesh, and we expanded on the heter ochel nefesh, right, to apply to... to circumstances that aren't exactly, l'shem achila, right? Mitok shehut l'tzara, chut shelo l'tzara. The Tosa is saying, well, megabein and boneh, they're one and the same. Megabein is hutra, biyom tov. So mitok shehut l'tzara, meaning megabein, chut shelo l'tzara. All boneh, right? Or maybe tzara tzas. But of course, what Tosa doesn't discuss is that true that a tolda could be the basis for an av's hutra? Right. So if you take the view that an av and a tolda are basically identical in every way, and the only difference between them is what I call the epistemological process that brought you to it, meaning the evidence, how you got from here to here to here to here. But in the end of the day, every av, every tolda is equally... The boneh is no more part of boneh than megabein is part of boneh, no more, no less. So maybe, what's this? Why should mitoch be something that's a special yichus to the boneh, to the av tipus case of the Mishkan? Before I get to that, I should also mention that the Netziv has a suggestion that maybe the tolda of a malacha would differ between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe Megabin isn't even a tolda on Yom Tov, right? Because maybe we have a different perspective. Again, that I think is a very fascinating idea, but that's not for now. But I think some other achronim probably make the point I'm making, which is, can a tolda dictate that the av is mitoch, right? Another fascinating example, but it's a little bit different and a little bit strange, is the Rambam. The Rambam, I don't have that here, but the Rambam paskins like the Gemara in Shabbos and Ayin Hey Bar Aleph, which is that ein disha ela begidulei karka. Okay, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the malacha of dush, right? What's the translation for dush?
Winnowing.
Winnowing? No. Zora beruach is winnowing.
Threshing.
Yeah, threshing. So separate, which means getting the exposing or accessing, the ochel for the psolas, not borer, but actually. So yeah. So there's a debate in the Gemara whether Disha only applies to Gidulei Karka or not. Okay, fine. The Rambam paskins that ain't Disha ala b'Gidulei Karka. Like that view in the Gemara. However, the very same Rambam says that Mefarek and Cholev are told a Dadash. I should have put it on the Marble Kongos, but meaning, if you milk an animal, or Mefarek is another situation where you separate the liquid out of the, you know, its context, that's also told of Dash. So all the Nosa Kalu were very troubled. In one sentence he says, Ein disha l'bigidulei karka. And the very next sentence, practically, he applies the tolda of dash to cases which are not gidulei karka. But chelev's not gidulei karka, is it? Or mefarek dam, like bloodletting or something like that. Oh. So some of Farshim say, yeah, I mean, well, we don't mean gidulei karka in the most narrow sense of the term, namely things that grow from the ground, like plants and so plant life and so on. Human beings and animal life that live off of the ground, off of the sustenance of the ground, you know, that's also called gidulei karka. So the behema is called gidulei karka. Adam is called gidulei karka. So the farik and cholev are considered gidulei karka. It's just that dogim, you know, a fish, which live in the oceans. This is a famous Gemara about you know, the chilaza, right? If you squeeze, if you take the chilaza, the apotzo, and you almost like graphically visualize it, right? You squeeze the you know, the chilaza, right? So the Gemara says that, you know, we paskin that ein disha ela begidulei karka. So since the chilaza, you know, its environment is the water, right, so it's not called gidulei karka. So some of the mefarshim say that's what the Rambam meant, that, you know, as opposed to dogim, that, you know, their environment is the water, right? So animals and people, their environment is the earth, and that's gidulei karka. However, Avraham and Rambam did not interpret that way. He suggests, and this is kind of fascinating, but it's a little bit tamua, because it's the reverse of what we normally associate, but he basically thought that the tolda was more expansive than the av. He said, yeah, in disha l'bigidulei karka. But who says that that has to affect the tolda? It's a din in disha, per se, in the av. So again, the tsura of dash, right, which is, that this is a situation, a rare situation, where the av is more limited than the tolda. It may be for technical but very understandable reasons. Maybe the tsura of dash, you know, can't abide non gidulei karka. But maybe the tachlis of separation, you know, is fine. Okay? So that is also something, you know, to think about. Okay. So let me just finish with one other example and then we'll move on. And that is the following. I think I may mention this the other day, but I'm not 100% sure. So there is a Ran. There's a very famous Ran in Shabbos that seems to say, I'll tell you in a minute why maybe it doesn't say, but some Achronim think it says, and I understand where they get it from, and they may be right. I just think not so sure about it. The debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv or Pator, does not apply to Toldos. Now let me explain what that means. So there is a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv or Pator. What is Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa? Chofer Bor, right? Ve'ein Tzarech Ela Lafar. Right, you dig a pit, and you're interested not in the pit per se. You want the dirt. Okay, so basically, what and you'll see where this is going. Malach shein tzricha legufa means basically that you're doing the malacha intentionally. Unlike davar shein miskaven, even though there can be cases where the line between davar shein miskaven and malach shein tzricha legufa is very, very subtle. Okay. But typically, a davar she'eino miskaven is a case where you have no intention to do the act of the malacha. Okay? So you're gorer adam mita v'safsal, right? But you're dragging this object because you want to get it from place A to place B. You're trying to transport a bed or anything, okay? And along the way, it makes a charitz. It does charisha for you or bona for you. But it's not a psikresha, let's say. It didn't have to be that way. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Okay? So there's no what we call psikresha. That's called darv shenim miskave, because you don't have a kavana to do the malacha. But when you're chofer bor, v'ein tzarech el lafara, you do want to do the malacha, you just don't want to do it for the normal reason. Right? Typically, this malacha is done for purpose or tachlis A, and you're doing it for tachlis B. Right? That's malach shen tzvich l'gufa. Now again, I've said this in the past when we learned Shabbos, and I'll probably say it again if we ever do again, and that is that one man's, you know, tachlis amalacha may be another man's, you know, kavana lamaisa malacha. Sometimes there are cases where it's on the border, as we'll see in a moment. It's not always clear, this distinction. Okay, but conceptually, at least, we understand it, correct? Okay. So there's a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about malacha, about darav shenim miskaveh. That's a concept in Kol Torah Kula. And there's also another debate, whether it's mutter or chayiv, in Kol Torah Kula. And then there's a debate in Hilchos Shabbos about malacha shenim tzricha legufa, whether you're chayiv or patur avalasa. That's the background. The Rambam happens to paskin that malacha shenim tzricha legufa is chayiv. It's practically the only Rishon of Paskins that way in Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos. All the Rishonim, aside from the Rambam, pretty much Paskin, Lakshin, Tzvicha, Lukufa, Patar, V'lasa. Either way, Rabbi Huda's opinion, which is where the Rambam Paskins, is that Lakshin, Tzvicha, Lukufa, Chai. This is all background. Okay, fine. So the question is as follows. Well, this argument, does that have anything to do with Avos and Toldos? Like, should it matter whether we're talking about an Av Malacha or a Toldo? The Pashtus, not. However, the Ran, look at the Ran for a minute, in Shabbos, seems to say that it does. Look on page 4. The top one. The Ran al-Arif, okay. L'fika kivin shedachinu rayo salalu, efshel afarish hach musukraisa v'nezaisa, he barza. It's like a bear is a
faucet,
correct? My English isn't so good, but I appreciate the help. Shehi barza shebedofen achavis, right on the side of the chavetz, on the wall of the chavetz, of the barrel. El shadayin kasha lefisha schita zu einu av malacha letoldahi. So the certain case that they're talking about is a case where there's not an av malacha of dush, like a fruit or something like that, or where you're trying to access the edible part. But we're talking about squeezing something, or it's squeezing out liquid, and therefore it's a tolda of dush. Kein mefarek shu tolda de dush. Oh. Then he says, Ubevade ledom le dush, elecha shu tzorech lamashke, shu nischat mimena, techa shenu tzorech lo, ledom le dush klam. For my mechayev, have like a sochet kavashin. But basically, the Ran seems to say that in a case of mefarik, which is told to the dash, if you have no kavana to keep, that you squeeze something out and if something has liquid in it and you squeeze out the liquid, but if it's holech le'ibud, if your intention is to let it just, you know, go, like you're not keeping it, you're just getting rid of it, then it's not a proper tolda of dush, or it's not tolda the dush, which is going to be, So he says, "Amay mechayim have like a sochid kavashin." V'chitei marei matzino iser schita afa bishayino tzorach lemashke and ischatin. I'll skip a little bit to line 8. Mikalani lo iria. Shekarpir shebeinatam de treigavna schita nenu, like the very famous Tosin Ksuvis, Tosin Shabbos, Kaf Kafir Aleph. Okay, the Avatolda de Dash. And then again, he repeats it on line 10 and 11. To have a told of the dash is snayu bekule mashkin ubavad sheitzarach lemashkin haniskatin dumya the dash. So this is the Ran that many achronim understood to be saying that if you don't have if you have a tolda of dash, which is not l'shem preserving the mashke, right, that it's not dash. What they understood this Ran to be saying was that the debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, or the Melach Shem Tzuricha L'Guf HaChayiv or Pator, and even the Iser D'Rabbanan, let's say, according to the Rabbanan, Pator Avalasur, is not applicable to Toldos, only to Avos. Okay? That's how they understood the Ran. Why do I say that's how they understood the Ran, implying that one could argue? Because it's not so clear that the Ran is zeroing in on a distinction between the Tolda and the Av. It might be what the Ran is saying, which already the Bali Tosa said, is that Dosh, Disha, has to be L'shem preserving the Mashke. And therefore anything that's a Tolda of Dosh, which is L'ibud HaMashke, is not Dosh. In other words, the category isn't Tolda the Dosh that has to be L'tzorech. The category is dash that needs to be l'tzorech, and therefore any told of dash is held to that same set. That's what I'm not so sure about. So, for example, look at Tosis and Shabbos, and Af Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, but the bottom one, line 33. Everybody with me? Nira Dafila Rabbi Yudah Demechayiv Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa Beinan Tzorech Leitzim. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a zomer b'tzorech leitzim is chayiv shtayim. If you prune, right, and you need, you're interested in the wood that you're cutting, then you're chayv shtayim, achas mishum zoreya, because you stimulated growth, and the other mishum kotzer, because you're interested in the wood. Okay? So Tosus was bothered in Shabbos on Ein Gimel and Beis by the following question. What do you mean? Why do you need tzorech leitzim? Doesn't that depend on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Whether Malach Shem Tzricha L'Guf is Chayiv or Pator? So that's what Tosas adds, Nira Afil Rabbi Yehuda de Mechayiv Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa Be'inan Tzarech Le'etzim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally thinks that you're Chayiv on a Malach Shem Tzricha L'Gufa, here would think that you're Pator. Dilo Mikri Be'etzim Kotzer Ela Be'inan Zeh. He doesn't say it didn't Kotzer, but he says it didn't Kotzer Be'etzim at least. Okay. Midi Dehave, very interesting comparison, a korea amanas litvar umbochek amanas lichtov. Again, the Mishnah in Kal Gadol, where it talks about the malacha of mechika, mochek, and korea, which are destructive malachos, like mochek, you're erasing something, korea, you're tearing something. So they both say that it needs to be amanas litvar, amanas lichtov. Well, why doesn't that depend on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Because there are certain shem malachos that just require that they be l'shem tachlis. So, for example, soser, knocking down a building, might be tchilas binyan, and korea might be tchilas tfira, and mochek might be tchilas ksiva. Instead of looking at, oh, it's mechika, you know, it's you're preparing to rewrite, to write. That might be the shem malacha. Okay, so this Tosis is saying, and then the end, if you see the last line, ela time lefi shein derech disha bekach. Right, so then it should depend whether Makalko is chayiv or pater.
So Tosis
here assumes that it's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Again, the line between Makalko and Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is also a very fine line in the halacha. But especially, I guess, in certain areas, but like Chof Mavir. Anyways, you see what's going on there. So it's possible that it's a din disha per se. And that all Ran meant was the same idea. And he's saying, whatever told us it's disha, whenever you have disha, it can't be li'ibud, because that's the shame malacha here. The Rambam, for example, famously has a few exceptions to his rule of Lakshan Tzvicha Legufa being Chayiv. One of them is Mapas Mursa, where a person makes a hole to, you know, you make an opening so that the wound can, you know, can drain, I guess. And that's one. And the other one is Tzad Nachash, right? Shelo Yashkeno. You have a, like a, you know, a snake, a dangerous snake, and you trap him so that he won't bite you. So Ram says that's Pater. So all the Mefarshim ask, like, how can the Ram paskin these cases? In the Gemara, they're Malachshen Tzvich Gufa cases, and he paskins like Rabbi Huda, the Malachshen Tzvich Gufa Tzchai. It's like one of the most famous questions against the Ram. But different answers that are given, but one of the answers that may be given is, again, there are certain Malachos where the Tachlis HaMalacha, a certain Tachlis is part of the Shem Malacha. So for example, I'll give you the example of hunting, right? What is the Malacha of Tzad? Is it containment? Or is it hunting? You might say, well, those are two, well, that's the same thing, right? But they're not the same thing. The connotation of containment, containing an animal, in other words, not allowing it free movement, that's one description. You know, hunting has an aggressive connotation, or trapping has an aggressive connotation. Means like you want to use the animal for something, you want to put him in your zoo, or you're hunting for sport. Actually, all three of those are different. Hunting, trapping, containment. Which of those is tzad? So what the Rambam probably meant was that tzad is not just containment. Tzad has either an aggressive posture, right, or using posture. So if you just want to make sure this animal doesn't bite you, you know, that's not called tzad. All right, anyways, what does that have to do with us? So the answer is very simple. So this is a famous question asked by Achronim, particularly the Totzos Chaim, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, who asked, according to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, in the parallel Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadiv Amud Beis, the Gemara is looking for nafkaminas between Ovos and Toldos, right? Especially for Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah? So according to the Ran, if that's really what he meant, the Gemara has a great nafkamina. Am I korle toldo? The answer is a nafkamina legabe malachshen tzricha legufa. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the malachshen tzricha legufa is chayiv, so you'd be potur on the tolda. If indeed it's not just a din dash, it's really a din toldos. So that is the question. So the Rav thought that the answer to that question, I guess he bought into the question, but he thought that the answer to the question is as follows, and that is that a tolda is defined by the taklas hamalacha. So you might explain the Ran, if indeed this is what the Ran says, like why should it be that according to the Ran, right, the din of malach shein tzricha legufa should be different for ovos and toldos. That has to do with the chomer hadavar, how kal or how chomer it is. So the Rav thought, no, it's part of the hagdara of what a tolda is. This is not mukrach either. I'll explain why in a second. But I think it's a very attractive idea. Meaning, what is a tolda? What does a tolda get from the av? The tachlis amalacha, right? So the kavana latachlis in a tolda is going to be far more prominent even than the kavana of the tachlis for the av, because the av also has a tzuras amalacha, right? So if you don't have kavana satachlis in a tolda, what do you have? How does that answer the question? The Gemara was looking for nafkamina. The Gemara wasn't looking for cases which undercut the very category of tolda. When you don't have kavana l'taklis, so it's not a tolda anymore. Like that is a little bit. I like it very much, but that you could argue with that. In other words, you could say just because there's no kavana, just like for Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is Malchin Tzvi Chalukufa's Pater. Right, because you need kavana l'tachlis. Right. That doesn't mean that the shame malacha is gone, necessarily. Right. But what the Rav was suggesting was that's not a nafkamina, that's part of the definition of tolda. Tolda, of course you need taklas hamalacha. The haraya that it's not so simple is anybody who doesn't hold like this Ran is not going to have a problem explaining that tolda is defined by the taklas hamalacha, and we're still going to say that malach shenet tzvicha legufa is pater. Because they're really two different issues. But there's an overlap between the two issues. Anyways, I want to finish up by, I'm sorry, a little late, by just noting two Rambams. And I'll leave everything. There's more Rambams, but... And we mentioned them, actually, a little bit. Okay, the first one is... In Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. I want to do Zayin Hey and Zayin Vav, and then we'll adjourn.
What page
is
that?
Page 5. So just two interesting lishonos of the Rambam. Okay, one is. The Rambam says, this is Hilchos Shkagos Perakei, Perakei Zayin Alachahei. Ha'osa Avet Toldosa Behelem Achas. Right? You do an Avet Toldosa again. Exactly the case of our Gemara. Eino Chayev Elachatas Achas. And then he adds, Ve'ein Tzorch Lomar Ha'osa Toldos Harbe Shal Avet Echad She'eino Chayev Elachatas Achas. So it's intriguing about the Rambam is not his halacha, but his language. The Rambam seems to say there's a hierarchy, and that is that it's more obvious to say that two toldos of the same av are chayiv achas than an av and a tolda. Now, if the tolda and the av are both defined only by the taklas hamalacha, then that's not true. That shouldn't be true. Unless, again, it's just the image or the appearance of it being different. But if we say that the Tzuras HaMalacha retains its status or stature, and we also need to say that Toldos don't connect to their own Tzura. Because if every Tolda connects to its own Tzura, then probably the differentiation between two toldos and differentiation between an av and a tolda is the same. But if we say that what a tolda is the taklas hamalacha b'litzura hamalacha, it's that 80% of the DNA, right? So then both toldos only have that. So they're actually more alike to each other than they are, than either of them are to the father or the parent. That's one. The other one is equally intriguing, and the other one generated a whole literature. Asa, this is halacha vav. Asa toldo shel av zeh v'toldo shel av zeh behelem achas. Two toldos from two avos. Ram says, yirali shu chayiv shtei chatos. Here again, it's not the Rambam's conclusion that bothered people, it's the language. Right? What do you mean yirali? The Rambam says, I only say yearly when I don't have a raya from the Talmud. The truth is, there are plenty of times when the Rambam doesn't say yearly and he doesn't have a raya from the Talmud. But so obviously, when he says yearly, there's an acknowledgement that one could argue. What bothered everybody were two things. Number one, isn't that explicit Gemara in Bava Kamma that we just read? Right, our Gemara says. Nafkamina di ilo avad shtei avos bahadi adadi, inami shtei tolados bahadi adadi, mechayev. What is that? So Rashi says, does he say it? No, he doesn't say it. But the pashtus, what the Gemara is saying, is two toldos from the same av. I'm sorry, two toldos from different avos. Sorry. Mechayev for each one. So why is it yearly? It's an explicit Gemara. So one view in the Mefarshim is the Rambam didn't have this Gemara or this Girsa or It's also in Shabbat, Pishon Shabbat, Sadivam Bebeis. Usually quoted from Bava Kamma. Ah. Beyond that, it sounds like the Rambam was thinking that it didn't have to be this way. How could it be not? How could it be otherwise? A tolda of Ma'amer and a tolda of Dosh? You do them together, you're chayav only once? One? So apparently there would have been this idea that a tolda of Shabbos is just a chalos tolda of an av. Meaning, it has tachlis blitzura, and even, you don't even care which tachlis. It's a generic status of Yisur Malacha. Like there are the avos, and there are toldos produced by the avos that just have a shame, losasa kol malacha. But they don't even have a shame of their av. So then, it wouldn't be so obvious that if you do two toldos from different avos, that you would be chayiv shtayim, because you're just doing the same thing. It's like zoreh of a zoreh, you're doing tolda of a tolda. Right? But what bothered people was the Gemara. So it's just look on the next page just for a second. The Kesef Mishnah quotes Rav Avraham and Rambam on line 3. It says Matzasi Kesef Shenisha Al Harav Rav Avraham Beno Shel Rabbeinu Lama Mayira Li Vale Gemara Rucha Bava Bereish Bava Kama. Right? Look on line 4 or 5 rather. The Heshiv lo amar b'gemara shtei talado shol shnei avos. L'tikach amar yirali she'ef shalomar d'hadarina b'gemara shtei talado shol avechad lavadi b'dehil chasa. V'ef sheshin esalim zeh amakom mimenu v'eshekasav yirali m'kom makom adin emes v'ali b'dehil chasa. The Brahman of Rambam says something amazing. He says, who says our Gemara is talking about two toldos from two different avos? Maybe our Gemara is talking about two toldos from the same av, but we just don't paskin that way, and therefore we don't know anything halacha about two toldos from different avos. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't get it, but still, ani shamati velo avin, says the Kesef Mishnah, I hear what he's saying, but I don't get it. Masha kosa she'ef sher lomar, no, the minim b'gemar shtei talada shalav echad. And he says the Mari Korkas has a whole different shot. It's talking about a tolda, which is a tolda of two different avos. And we want to know whether or not it hooks up. If you have a tolda, which is a tolda of two different avos, will it be chayv shtayim with a tolda of only one of the avos? Now, do you have a tolda that's from Borer and Merakid? And you do it together with a tolda of Merakid. Does the fact that it's a tolda also of Borer trigger a separate chiyuv or not? That's on Mari Korkas around the Rambam. But before we get to that, what the Kesef Mishnah is saying is I don't get the whole hierarchy. But that doesn't bother me so much. What the Rambam was saying was as follows. There's another way to read our Gemara, and that is that the Gemara is talking about two tolados from the same av. But we don't paskin like this Gemara. And once we don't paskin like this Gemara, all bets are off in what happens when there are two toldos of different avos. But what would that have been about? How could it ever have been that two tolados of a single av would be chayiv shtayim? Right? Not if all that a tolda is the clone of the tachlis. That's for sure not the answer. So what's got to be the answer? That every tolda connects up with its own tzura. And then that tzura is different enough that you'd be chayiv shtayim. Well, okay, we don't paskin that way, but that was a day in the Gemara. So now that we don't paskin that way, you're going to go to say the opposite? And that is that even toldos of different avos are just toldos? Just malachos? Fascinating. Anyways, so we'll leave it at that. And we'll stop here. Next week we'll move on to Beis Hamidrash, the talk a little bit about Tumah for a minute, but mostly now we're going to get straight into Bava Kamma. So again, what we said next week, 9 o'clock, right? Yeah.